Welcome to podcast number 5 for the Don't Dress for Dinner series. Today, we would like to welcome to the podcast table Michael Barlow,
who is playing... Robert.
Robert McRobert Pants. Welcome
Robert
aboard.
Dibidette.
That's it. All right, so have you ever worked through Cronulla Arts Theatre before? Is this your first production?
Yeah, this is the first time ever with the production studio.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
Pretty good.
So if this is your first time auditioning, what drew you to the script and the play per se? Like, what made you want to come and be a part of this particular production?
Oh, well, what was crazy was I was just walking past with the girlfriend, and there was an audition that said, you know, come in and audition for it. So yeah, I just literally came in on that day, and then once I read the script as we went through it, I just thought it was very, very well written, and also just, you know, it seemed like a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
So with the characters and everything's building and building and building, so it's really quite good.
And did you at that time have an idea that Robert was the character you'd like to audition for?
No, I didn't. But when I was just reading some of the lines from Robert, I did like it. I liked to just like who he was and what he's like, and just everything that's happening to him throughout the whole play is very interesting.
So are you, do you think, how are you similar to Robert?
Similar maybe in just, having things happen to him and having to cover up for people and things like that. Yeah. So, that's just definitely.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
let's keep it to a PG level. But no, it's, I see myself in Robert definitely.
Right.
There's certain little aspects that I can bring to the theatre and to the stage for Robert, so
yeah,
definitely.
And how do you differ then?
Other than
your name's Michael and his name's Robert.
Yeah, well, I differ probably by just being not rich. So
not buying coats for everyone.
Exactly, not buying coats for everyone, and so things
Unreal.
Like that. So it's something.
What do you think are the main themes of the play?
Shit, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I really don't know. That's got me strapped, but
do you think like friendship, fidelity, love, coercion?
Just friendships, and then seeing how far you can kind of push them to, like, goes out, you know, and hide and this and that, and just really see, like, you know, what happens with people that you try to, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, wow. All right, how have you gone about preparing for your character and learning your lines and everything? Have you got a process that you do? Or?
Yeah, just like typical, just, you know, first you read it and then you read it again and then you read it again. And then what I try to do is I try not to try to learn the lines a certain way, because you feel like you get trapped in that way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously getting direction from Tom, you know, he's always got to know what you're saying. So I started off breaking the script down like that, really wanting to know what he is and why is he saying it and what's all happening with, you know, everything that's going on. So, and then from then on, and then I get onto my feet and then I say it like 3 different ways, and I'll keep trying it until the rehearsal process is. And I think something will cement in of the right way to say it. So,
nice. So this is your first production with Arts Theatre Cronulla.
Yeah.
Have you done any other theatre here in Sydney, be it community, or have you, what's your background as such?
I've done a few plays in America, so I went and studied over there.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually fun. And then went to New Zealand, did another production there for Dolphin Theatre, which was pretty fun as well.
Yeah.
And then came here and I did one, I forgot the name of it, but it was, it was called Villainess. It was about a girl who had like issues with herself and weight issues and things like that, and what people did with her and things. So that was like, I think it was like 5-6 months ago, and then just had a break, and then you know seen this on the road and came here. So exactly.
That's me. Sold.
That's it. No, you got to keep doing it. So
have you done any other have you kind of worked behind the scenes in theatre before, ever done lights or
yeah did like a few like stage management things, you know, running like props or running like, you know, changing sets in like during mid theatre, you know, when like they've got a next scene, you got to do that. Just everything, even being on book or just lighting, not as much, but I have been doing a bit of the back of the work stuff.
Good on you. That's good. So you've got a good experience behind the scenes.
Yeah, I know nice. What happens. It's all hunky-dory. Awesome.
All right, well, I think we might just wrap up there. We'll just play a little quick word association.
Right.
So if I say a word and then you say whatever comes to mind first. So,
okay, no
so when Gary did it, he was doing sentences, long sentences. I'm like, it's word association.
Okay, sentence right. Association. Whatever comes to mind, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so niece.
Oh. Scary.
Yeah. friendship.
Love.
French.
Oh, hot.
Train.
Long.
Deceit.
Scary. No. Cautious.
Very good. Affair.
Oh, sneaky.
Right. Allegiance.
Wouldn't even know what that means.
Allegiances. So having a lot,
like a lock in.
Camaraderie.
Oh, camaraderie.
Linking together.
Then I'll just say, chained link.
Yeah, nice. All right. Sauce for Lute.
Oh, haven't tried it, but can't wait.
So, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sue. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Bye.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.